Well, I'm laying down. Hey!
All right. Hey, hey!
This is Rebecca and her asshole boyfriend that won't shut up.
I love you, babe.
I love you, too. Should we share this? Or is this on your timeline? I guess it is.
My phone is dead, which is a surprise to nobody.
Yeah, I always tell Rebecca to charge her phone, which is...
And I listen to everything you say.
Yeah, she always listens.
Okay, what's I look up, like Beth? What's way up, Carly? Taller than you. I think you what's should up, rearrange yourself. Wave.
Why can't I lean?
Okay, you can lean. It just looks like this is my small child, Brandon.
I can chill. You can lean if you want.
All right, guys. I promise I'm not this much taller than this little muffin.
Muffin? You're a little muffin now?
Well, when you're like that, you are.
Do I need
What's
to like?
What's wrong with your posture, babe?
Do I need to lean up to look more manly?
Lean back. This is going in all kinds of ways. All right, guys. I think you should sit
please
up straight.
Please don't butcher that song.
I think you should. Oh. All right. Oh, you went there. There we go.
Are we good now?
Yeah, I think this is
chill.
A little better. Do you
I
think
can't chill
people
a little
are
bit.
Still watching?
Yeah, they're watching. They're watching. I'm Brandon
Hi.
Marshall, the spiritual smartass. This is Rebecca Rubin.
Hi, I'm Rebecca
feel
Rubin.
Feel good marketing coach content queen.
Yep, I am those things. And yes. We're in bed.
Yeah.
Don't tell. And we're having some interesting conversations as we do. And thought, like, why not turn on the camera, you know?
Yeah. I mean, why not go live?
Let's go live.
Actually, what is it that you want to talk about?
Okay, so I
You lead. You lead. You're the first hit. You're the leadoff batter.
Oh.
It's a sports term.
Goodness,
ask
that's
your dad
fun.
About it.
Okay. Okay. Hashtag problematic. Okay. So I wanted to talk about the importance of a living curriculum. And first I wanted to define that and tell you why I think it's so important. Oh my God. My glasses are like all foggy. So whatever. This is extra real, you guys.
It's steamy
so,
and real.
I help a lot of people create digital courses for the first time, and a big thing that I see is people holding off putting out like a solid rough draft. And people, you know, what could take them 3 weeks will take them a year to actually launch, right? Because they're perfecting, perhaps they haven't released any sort of content since they were in school, they're worried about being judged and graded. And they're really, really worried about something not being good enough. And I totally get this. And what I always tell people is any program that you put out there, any course, I want you to start thinking of it as a living curriculum. And so something I'll always say in the beginning is that I have my intention for what we're going to cover. There's what was on the sales page. There's the overall promise of the program, right? Like you're going to help transform in this way or whatever. But the exact pathway and the exact contents are going to be customized based on the unique needs of the group.
Yes.
And so I think when you do that, it's like such a sigh of relief for you because everything doesn't have to be perfect before you're actually launching, bringing people in, making money. Like if everything has to be perfect before you launch, you're going to be like broke working on your perfect program.
Yeah.
And by the time you actually launch it, it's going to be obsolete, right?
Yeah. Make sure people want the shit. Like sell it first.
That's another good point.
And like my programs, by the way, we were talking about how we first dated. I felt inspired to put more heart and soul into my programs as well. Like Rebecca is
me.
Yes, you're amazing. Aww. At bundling. You're brilliant.
I love him.
But
if
what
you guys
helps
aren't
me,
follow, well, I guess they're no, all following.
If
me.
You're not following me, even though you came on my live stream, no, but they might be coming on your live stream too. I mean, because they're coming through your.
For
name.
Anyone who doesn't know, this is my boyfriend.
This is my girlfriend.
And my best friend.
Yeah, we're best friends,
oh
besties. But
are we just annoying everyone at this point?
I don't fucking know. But the thing that I do with my programs is I have a theme, I have an idea, I have an intention, but I don't know exactly where it's gonna go. Like when I did Fuck Being Normal, I was
that's
like
the actual name of his program, you guys.
Fuck Being
You wanna
Normal.
Talk about not like, you know, he literally drops an F bomb in his title and it's cool with
people
it.
Don't like the standard life coaches don't like that. But anyway.
You're both cute. Oh,
cute as fuck. No, but But like, fuck me normal is like, my intention was to help entrepreneurs become more visible and spice up their content and add entertainment and humor to their content. But I didn't know what the fuck I was, how I was going to teach them or where I was going to bring them through. What I did was I asked questions within the group, and it's like, okay, what do you most need right now? Mm-hmm. And throughout every week, they helped create that program. And that's what made it so beautiful, because then it's not just this piece of digital content that's just laying on their shelf. Like, they're actively asking questions, and we're creating this together.
I love that.
Yeah.
So good. So yeah, I think this concept of creating a living curriculum is so powerful, and it's not just in your program. So there's a similar dynamic when people hold off putting out content until they're clear about their niche and their ICA, which stands for ideal client avatar. People can get so in their heads about figuring it out before they put it out. But here's the thing. I believe that you really find your voice and you really figure out your niche. Like, I think we can retrace our steps, right? But the stuff that you feel most interested in, most authentically called to share, the stuff that's just pouring out of you, your unique take on the lessons you're learning, your day-to-day life experiences, like, we're swaying because that's how we do.
What's a niche?
That.
No.
Okay. So wait. I had a thought, and it was coming out, and I felt like it was coming out really well. What was I saying?
You're talking about niche and having the conversation and building upon it.
Okay. I think the best brands are not constructed ahead of time. They emerge as you create content that really is unfiltered and flows out of you. And so that's how I think the most powerful brands, fishies are swimming.
Pisces.
We're both Pisces. We're just
Pisces and flow. But like, yeah, you know, my niche has evolved over time, and it would have never evolved over time if I didn't like just post fucking content.
Yeah.
And maybe you never get the niche perfect, because then like you...
I don't know. I feel like my niche is pretty dialed in.
Yeah, you're good. But, you know, you work with client, and then...
Wavy.
But you work with clients, and then you're like, oh, wait, now I'm serving on this level, on this level. Like, the message evolves.
Okay, so the niche is like the umbrella, and then there are lots of different people under the umbrella, like, trying not to get wet, and the people are the different offerings, right? Yeah. Does that make sense? Was that a bad analogy?
And then you just make it rain!
And then you make it rain! Oh my god. High five. That was really good. Good job.
It seemed corny, but okay.
No, I liked it. Guys, guess what I did last night? I made Brandon watch The Bachelor, and he swore he wouldn't do it, and now he's embarrassed. He's probably gonna get mad at me later.
That's not what happened.
How did you sell Fuck Being Normal Without an Agenda? Ooh, what a good question.
I had an agenda. No. How did I sell Fuck Being Normal Without an Agenda? I guess like without attachment to the clients.
No, I think without a curriculum is what she's asking. Ah. Without an agenda of what you'd cover.
I just had the framework of what I wanted to do. Like I knew I wanted to help people add more entertainment and humor to what they do, and I wanted to help people stand out. And I just stuck with that. Like, I didn't bother going in a list of the courses.
And, not to interrupt you, but without a curriculum. Yeah, what I think is cool about that is people buy results, and they buy a result, like, when you are embodying that result. So Brandon is very entertaining and extremely consistent with his content. So it's just like, oh, of course he can do that. And he has a lot of testimonials of other people who he's helped do that exact same thing. So when the results are just clear, like, you really focus on that. And that's what people are buying anyway. They're really buying the result that you get them, not the nitty gritty how you get them there. And usually you as the coach and creator is much more obsessed with the how than your ideal client.
Yeah, they just want the result.
They want their result, and they want to be around someone really embodying the energy that they want to step
into. I'd say if you explain the how too much, they get thrown off and they get logistical and they're like, wait, what the fuck? I don't even know if this is right for me.
Yeah.
And then you
I like a glimmer of the how.
Yeah.
Like, I like, for me, I want to know the result, and I like when I'm a little intrigued by the how. Like, there's something novel about it. So, Like, one cool thing, my friend Brianna is, like, a business coach, but she's a Kundalini business coach. So I remember being like, ooh, that's so intriguing. Like, I don't know a ton about, like, Kundalini, you know, yoga and breath work and how that applies to business. Or another way you can do this is by, like, creating a method. So that's another thing I love to help people do, is to really create a branded framework around their work that or fuses together. Or a branded
framework.
Or that. This is inspiring. Yay! So glad it's inspiring. We're so happy to hear that. Are we happy?
Yes.
You guys should see how cute Katie Bug is.
She's the cutest.
She's really cute. Should we show No. Because they're going to see messy parts of our...
Oh, yeah.
No, we can't do that.
You can't be vulnerable. But
I am plenty vulnerable, babe.
Everyone has a little mess in their bed. But, Oh, yeah, something else I want. Shameless plug. In my group, Who the Fuck is Brandon Marshall, on the survey, I asked people, what's your biggest challenge? And that's what works,
that's
too.
That's such a smart thing.
On my email list, too, I'm like, what's the biggest challenge that you're facing? And I notice, like, the same thing. It's like, I'm looking to be more visible. I'm looking to show up in my business. I'm afraid of doing live streams and, you know, things like that. So that gives me an insight on what to provide for people and what they see in what I provide, because I can think I'm like doing this one thing, yeah, and they're viewing me as a whole different
it's
thing.
It's interesting, right?
Yeah. Plus, that's like a thing that I do easily, so I don't even, sometimes I don't even like, I guess, consciously value it, because it's like normal to me.
Right.
So then I look at other people and they're like, dude, you have this, I want this. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, and that's with everyone, because it's like,
yes,
when you go too general in what you provide, then you don't see yourself as valuable, because then you're looking in Facebook groups and you're like, oh, I look like every other life coach. But when you get specific and you understand the magic, the unique magic that you have, you start to value yourself more. You start to become more confident in your selling and your marketing and your content.
Ooh, it's just boom. Such a boom. Like, say that. It one more time.
I don't know what the fuck I just said.
You said boom.
Oh, boom. <that. laughs> And if you're just coming in, watch the replay, because I said something really fast and it was cool.
I felt like it was just spirit flowing right out of you.
Yeah.
It was good.
What are you feeling?
What am I feeling?
Do you feel like a preaching coming through? A content queen preach?
Content queen.
And if you have questions, leave the questions.
Yeah, definitely leave us your questions. I feel like saying, some people on the internet are going to love you. Some people are going to hate you. Some people are going to be completely indifferent. Some people are going to call you names. Some people don't even know your name. And none of it matters.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter at all. And you need to separate your self-worth from what other people think or any sort of validation in your business. It is so easy as a business owner to tie your self-worth to your income, to your following size, to people's comments, to even, like, your clients, like, approval or not. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, somebody, sometimes, like, I even do this sometimes if I'm getting coached and I've had, and I'm a lot of stuff is coming up, sometimes I'll just be kind of, like, bratty to the coach, but it has nothing to do with them. It's about me, right? It's my own shit. And so we just need to stop taking all this external feedback so personally and just kind of realize, like, entrepreneurship is a roller coaster. And when you're doing entrepreneurship in a really visible way on the internet, it's like, it's a roller coaster with, like, a close-up camera zooming on your face, right? Every single second. I'm like, everyone's gonna fuck up. Everyone's gonna do things wrong sometimes. And the most important thing is just, like, deep self-love and self-approval, regardless of what is going on around you, because it's gonna be like this for a lot of people. I think people who say it's awesome all the time, all the time, all the time, like, aren't telling you the truth, right?
There'll be people that come up into your community and they're like, I love you, you're my favorite. And then, like, next week they're like, fuck this person.
I've literally heard everything about myself, and I take feedback, but I don't actually, like, deeply get affected by other people's opinions unless they, like, actually know me in real life. And I think that's really important. Do you feel that the more visible you become, the more people will conflict with you? I think it really depends on your message. Like, I think some messages are more just, like, inherently triggering than others. So, like, I'm trying to think of somebody who, like, I don't know. If you're teaching, like, something that's not, like, what do I want to say? If you're creating, I'm just looking at the dog, like, outfits for dogs, right? like, the worst thing anybody's going to say is, like, that's ugly, right? It's not super, like, controversial.
Or dogs like, aren't humans, you hate dogs.
Or, like, don't put clothes on dogs. So that's a bad example. I'm trying to think of something that's, like, pretty, like, how to care for your plants.
Coffee mugs.
Okay, what if it's, like, a gardening YouTube channel? And, like, they're teaching you how to care for your plants and help your plants grow. Then maybe there would be people, like, with conflicting advice about that. I think as you grow, like larger volumes of people, yes, there are going to be some people. But I also think, like, some people are in industries and places that are more triggering than others. And also, I think, like, when you have a lot of unexamined shadow, you can attract that in external situations in your life.
I have thoughts on that too.
Okay, like, go.
When you push the boundaries.
Isn't he handsome, you guys?
Oh, thank
I'm not
you.
Trying to objectify you. I'm just.
Yeah, I feel objectified.
I'm really into you.
But, like, when you stretch out of your comfort zone in your content and you're ripping up, like, social contracts of what people expect
right.
you to be, there's going to be a shitstorm. But after that shitstorm, also when you set boundaries, too.
Eventually, people just, like, are like, oh, this is the new order. Do you know what I mean? Like, my family doesn't really come to me with, like, Rebecca, I can't believe you said XYZ on Facebook. They're like, she's going to do what she wants to do. And, like, if we want to be in her life and be close to her, we're just not going to talk about her content. And that's how it goes.
Like, here's the thing. There's a lot of things I can say and pretty much get away with. Because they're like, oh, Brandon, that's how I identify Brandon Marshall. He's a smartass. Not everything, but that's how I identify Brandon Marshall. He's a spiritual smartass. And they're like, okay, that's him.
Right.
But if someone else did, like, half of the shit that I said, they're going to have an initiation first.
Right.
With their family,
but you don't care
friends.
If people, like, you're pretty disconnected from people's approval.
Yeah, like, and that's another thing.
I mean, I feel like I could get to you, but, like, it would take, for someone, random person on the internet, it would be hard for them to, really.
Because, like, I.
Hey, hey. We love everyone watching. Seriously, every
Much
single
love.
Comment,
Big
every
ass
single
hugs.
Person. Like, I just, like, we love you.
Yeah.
Literally. So glad that you're here. Please say hello. Tell us where you're watching from. Talk to us about any marketing questions that are coming up for you. Also, we're thinking of launching
a show/podcast
together. Because, like, I want to live stream more, and I'm more likely to do it with Brandon because he's just, like, fun and, you know, around and smart and whatever. So if you guys have ideas for the name of our show, let us know.
We thought of forgetting Rebecca Marshall as the most famous, but I don't think it's a good brand for the show.
I don't know.
But but yeah, like, my point is like, I think my level of not giving a fuck of people's approval also releases that charge of
totally.
That many people going at me.
Yeah.
And if people Ooh, do really go at me, eventually they end up blocking me because I'm so like, because I'm so centered in who I am. They're like, oh, we can't move this guy, so we're just not going to bother with him.
Right. My former coach and energy healer, Ginny Muir, who's amazing, she said you want to be a slippery slope, which means there's so much self-approval and so much, or slippery surface, that, like, so much self-approval and so much self-awareness that anything that gets thrown at you kind of, like, slides off. And I was just like, oh, self-awareness and self-approval.
You gotta rub yourself in coconut oil.
What he said.
Yeah.
She didn't say it that way.
Oh. It's probably good for your hair. What's up? What's
coconut
up?
Coconut oil is good for everything.
Yeah,
you
it's
guys,
great.
I haven't washed my hair in like a week.
Me neither.
Real
no,
gross.
I've washed my hair yesterday.
Does anybody who blow dries their hair, do you guys like take a minute between washes? Or am I just disgusting?
I do.
Okay.
Is this going to be like a beauty talk show now?
Oh my goodness. I'm just trying to like. Keep it real.
Hey, whoever's got questions, give us questions.
Give us questions. Give us
and
some direction.
I'm sending, we're manifesting generators, so we need
Oh my god, I literally just had that thought. We should say that we're manifesting generators, and you said, we're manifesting generators.
Yeah,
and
I
this
read,
happens.
Read your mind.
Like, we, okay, so here's what I think is going on. With the people that you're close to, there is a field, like, an auric, to me, field that you're connected through, and so I don't know if it's telepathy. I often have people comment on my posts like, Rebecca, what the fuck is going on? Are you reading my journal? Are you reading my mind? I was literally having that thought.
Ooh.
And then I went to your page. I've been accused of energetic plagiarism.
And Rebecca.
As a joke. And I think it's because we're all connected to this field and I'm very like tuned into the field and I like download it.
Rebecca, I have
clarify
a question.
My hair is only washed one time a week. I mean, that's correct.
Rebecca, I have a question for
Should
you.
Should I not have said that? Okay, but I use dry shampoo, and my hair is naturally pretty dry, so it doesn't get super greasy, but maybe I should not have announced that on a live
Rebecca,
stream.
Rebecca, I have a question for you. So you have clients that say, oh my God, you're in my mind. Was that from doing a 15-page study of finding your favorite avatar and what soap they use and all that
shit? It's from 5 years of coaching them day in and day out. And it's from writing about my own process because my soulmate clients, I don't know why we're swaying. My soulmate clients, I believe we're in a family together, kind of. Like, they don't know it. And it was funny, one of the girls, we had the first call for my Feel Good Marketing Mastermind today. And it was like, one of the girls hadn't been in any of my things before. And she was like, you know, I feel like I know you guys already. And it was like, of course you do. Like, our souls all decided that we were going to, like, circle up and do this fun marketing thing together in the year 2019, right? So, like, I just feel like I very much write to the me, like, not a couple steps behind me because I don't really believe in, like, ahead and behind. But I often write content from, like, me when I'm more in a place of fear and shadow to me when I'm, like, from the place of me. Yeah. When I'm in more certainty and awareness. And I have this thing, it often happens right as we're going to sleep, and Brandon's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you typing? But whenever my mind is kind of clear and open, I sometimes just get these blocks of text that, like, flow through me, and they feel very channeled, like, not from me, just through me, and white space is really what helps bring that through.
Yeah, like, if you...
Thanks for loving the glasses, and I just have some questions up there.
When you put energy first before you write, you're like just tuning in consciously to the people that you're meant to speak to.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of the analysis paralysis out of it, where it's like, oh, I got to figure out exactly how to manipulate this message to talk to this person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I said it like a robot because it's kind of like a robot. All right, let's see. Oh no.
Can we see the person? I think they said, what's your process for creating content?
Yeah. Did we say that? I'm a manifestor. Do you have any advice for showing up online as a manifestor?
Oh, yeah. Manifestors need to just trust their instincts. If you don't know what your human design is, go to jovianarchive.com and find it out. But manifestors really, like, you're creating your reality in every moment. And so I really want you to just trust yourself. If you have an impulse, like, I want to share this program, I want to do this thing, trust and act in the moment. Stop doubting and second guessing. Like, you're fast and you're right. So just trust yourself. That's what I would say.
How do we get courage for Facebook Lives?
I don't know. I think the process of becoming visible online is a slow ego death, slow or fast, oftentimes painful ego death. So you just do it.
Yeah, it's like jumping on.
It comes
it's
through
like,
action. Like, do it afraid. Your ability to, like, navigate and move with your own discomfort of just being alive is, like, everything.
Like, what if you committed just to doing a small live and you released all attachment to how many people were going to show up or if you're going to sell on it or anything? You're just there to express yourself. And the funny thing is, just like I talked about, like, I don't receive the same criticism as maybe someone brand new who says the same shit I do. Someone who does a live video that's never done it before or hasn't done it frequently, opposed to me, they get more attention at first, and it's like a lot of positive feedback, and it's like, oh, I'm seeing you now.
Yeah.
And you're gonna end up getting, like, more views than I do, even if you're, like, doing it brand new, because all of your friends are honed in. Like, they're used to me showing up on live. They're like, ah, oh, here's fucking Brandon Marshall again.
Yes. Another tip is to do what we're doing, like, do it with a buddy, do an interview. I think some people really like to just channel and talk, and some people do better bouncing off each other. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I love doing lives with Brandon. And I, like, my old roommate and I used to do live streams together. Like, I do really well when I'm bouncing off people. I love getting questions, etc.
Yeah, and another thing, like, some coaches teach you to be all stiff and professional and stick to the script.
Oh my God, that's
I welcome
so
people
boring.
To be random and say the random shit that come up. Mm-hmm. Give yourself the freedom to move. And I'm kind of...
Freedom to move should be, like, a program name for you.
All right, it's done. You heard it here first.
I feel like you say that a lot, and it's, like,
I first said it in Tulum, I think.
Oh, yeah. But, I was like, why have I heard that before?
But, like, you're a real good expander for me.
Ooh, tell me why.
For whatever reason, I feel like I'm more of a perfectionist on one-on-one conversations. And then when I hear you on coaching calls, I see you, like,
oh my God, I tell
expressing
my clients
all of your thoughts. And it's like, oh, wait, why am I, like, so...
I treat my clients like my best friends who I am totally involved in their bit. Like, okay, I talk to them with the same amount of, like, candidness I would a dear friend. Yeah. I'm just not dumping my problems on them. And so I'm, like, a business strategist, but, like, the intimacy level is, like, BFF.
And there's this old conditioning through internet marketing, and I don't know if you've been taught the same things, but there's this real place of insecurity of, like, you had to come off as expert. You got to beware of them thinking that they're your friend and all this shit, and you have to have this perfect script. I think
that
creates,
like, really hierarchical relationships that don't serve you. Anytime I've had a coach that I felt like was on a, like, some kind of weird pedestal, it wasn't good for me.
Yeah.
Like, there is no...
It kills the connection.
Absolutely. And also, like, you are an expert. You don't have to do fancy things to prove it. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you actually are an expert, like, that will just come through.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, try hard to position
yourself. I don't need to prove anything. Like, I'm fucking brilliant. Like, my clients do amazing things. Like, I'm a publicity genius. Maybe this comes across as arrogant, but I just am. So, like, I don't have to wear makeup on every single call. I don't have to, like, try that hard.
Me neither.
I don't have to censor. Yeah, I don't have to censor myself. I'm just really fucking good. That's why my clients hire me again and again and again. And, like, I'm going to obviously
be
professional-ish, right, and honor my commitments. But I don't feel like I need to put on a show because, like... Like, I'd hire me. Like, this is a good question. Would you hire you?
Of course.
Like, ask yourself that. If okay, stop. I want you to ask yourself for real, though. I want you to think about, like, if I were looking for a coach, would I hire me? Why or why not? And get really honest.
Yeah. And
anything that comes up, like, that's what's blocking you.
Think of what draws you to, like, the most authentic people that you listen to.
You're the most authentic person I listen to.
Really? Oh my god, you're mine.
Oh my god! No,
like, think of like the biggest expanders that you have, and, like, write down
We should credit that term, expanders, from Lacey Phillip, who I have a bit of a girl crush on.
Yeah.
She's, like, this really brilliant manifestation coach, and she calls people who are, like, growing your sense of what's possible, she calls them expanders. I always try to, like, give credit whenever I use it.
Give credit when credit's due. What? Think of like the coaches that you respect and you would buy from, and what are they showcasing, and ask yourself, am I like not
all
in,
that shit's within you
not
too.
In like style wise but like the attributes, are you showcasing that level of leadership and that respect for yourself and that self-worth?
Yes.
Yeah,
totally.
And that power.
That's
and that
a great
certainty.
Exercise actually. I'm trying to remember when I did that exercise the first time, but it was to write a list of, like, the 4 or 5 people you most admire, and this is a great place, great time to do it from, like, a legacy place or a branding place or a people who you're just like, wow, like, what they're doing, I love it, and then write down, like, a list of qualities, like, why for each one, like, write 5 reasons why for each person that you just super admire, and then I want you to look at that list, cross out all those names, and write your name. Because those are all qualities that are in you. What you're attracted to is what's, like, within you wanting to be... It's, like, yearning for fuller expression. So just remember that.
And also think of the things that trigger the fuck out of you.
Yeah, those are probably matches to you, too.
Yeah. And, you know, what parts of yourself are you denying?
Yeah.
I think when people, like, run away from me... I think they're...
Is that something that happens a lot, though?
Yeah. They're like, I can't take this anymore.
This crazy ginger.
But I think what they're... They
just snorted.
I don't think they're giving them permission for themselves to play and have fun.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
There's, like, fear there. I think
they're
there's,
like... get to work!
There's, like, a certain... Yeah, there's, like, a certain group of, like, super spiritual enlightened men that are, like, kind of wipe themselves out of all their personality. And it's like you make a joke about something, you're like, what the fuck? I'm like supposed to be meditating. I don't know.
Yeah, those people are annoying.
Yeah. Wait, are we triggered by them?
maybe. We'll look at that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm feeling like this is coming to an end. Wait, somebody asked about how we create process for creating content, so I wanted to address that, and then I want to get hot cocoa, unless you have anything else to say.
Yeah.
So my process for creating content, thought bubbles appear as I go throughout my day, but I think part of that is, like, it's almost like dancing when you have a few solid core moves, like, then you can freestyle, so I'm told. So I think... I really like the following structure. I ask myself the following questions. What has happened in my world recently that's interesting, that's inspiring, that's odd, that's triggering? What's happened recently? How did it make me feel? And 3, what did I learn? And 4, how does this apply to my soulmate clients? So I write that all out. Then I take the most interesting, attention-grabbing line and put it first. And then I try to like tweak out the extra stuff, and I space stuff out, and I add bullet points so it's a little more digestible. And that's kind of like my no-fail framework for a post.
Boom.
Boom. Mike.
Do we tell them what we got going on right now?
Sure. I just started my Feel Good Marketing Mastermind today, but I'll probably let you in if you wanted to sign up tomorrow. Depending. I might be making it like an open enrollment. I'm not sure, but it's fucking badass. And we meet Thursdays at noon. And it's like this, but with people very focused on your stuff.
And not me.
The goal of most people in this mastermind is to get to consistent 10K months. Consistently, predictably, boom, easily. That's where most people are. And if you're already there and you're really looking to get to 20, 30, 50K months, if you're really looking to just like you're in a very solid place in your business and you're looking to get more PR and visibility and really focus on getting on podcasts and writing for publications, then you're perfect for my one-on-one practice. So
yeah. And I'm promoting my 5-month one-on-one.
What?
It's called Defiant, and it's all about activating your unique voice and standing the fuck out. And I posted about it earlier today, like the short-term results people have been getting.
Oh my
is
God,
like,
it's insane.
Like in 1 week, an extra 2K or 5K from going from zero to that. But I think the real benefit is somebody who's established and are looking to fucking engage that rebel flow.
Ooh.
Like fucking stand out. It's all about like stop blending in, start standing out, having the fucking confidence to show up on live streams and write powerful content and really tune in. And it's like the short-term results of joining that you activate is fucking awesome, but imagine working with me for 5 months and having that support where you're feeling like at times you're hitting a block that you usually hit where you revert back to old patterns, but instead you have me in your corner that pushes you further.
I have some things to say about your coaching. Okay. There are very few people who, like, it's really so helpful as a female entrepreneur to have this, like, enlightened, like, male perspective and holding in your life. Like, I've never felt, and I know I'm his girlfriend, so it's different, but it's also, like, has some similarities with being a client. Like, he so has your back, and he's so willing to call you out with like, the utmost of love. And I also think he really embodies this playful energy, which if you're a woman, you've been conditioned into being really fucking hard on yourself. And Brandon, like, he's like WD-40 for the like creaky door of like you being hard and like having these self-doubts and overthinking. He's gonna like loosen you up so it's more playful and fun. And he also has like this very strong like center of attention energy, and the people who he works with, like, they'll have like a Facebook group that's a ghost town that suddenly becomes super lively, or like they were barely able to create content, were really thinking, overthinking things, and then suddenly it's like a waterfall stream, or they've been sitting on ideas for a while, and then within a few days of working together it's just launched and bringing in money. And so I feel like you really speed it up, and you just like break up this really self-critical, like overly analytical thing that people
up
are
all
stuck
that
in.
Gunk that, yeah.
Totally. You're like a loofah. Okay, yeah. I really want to go get hot chocolate now.
Yeah, it's like hot chocolate for your soul and your content.
That.
With marshmallows.
What he said.
By the way, thank you for being here.
We love you guys.
And you can find the information on either of our timelines. I think we both have it in our cover photos, right?
Props.
Or, you know,
yeah,
hit us
or
up.
You can PM us,
yeah, PM
if
us.
You're interested in working with
we
us.
We answer
further.
Our messages and stuff, so.
Sometimes. I don't answer. He's much better at answering messages.
I don't know. Sometimes.
Some people just, like, ask you questions, and I'm like, I don't even want to respond to be like, that's fucking rude to ask coaching questions to a coach who charges for their time. Like, I don't even want to, like, take the time to respond. It feels annoying. So
I just don't like, I don't like the messages of, like, forced networking. Where it's like,
I don't
hey,
respond to
I
that.
Decided you as a friend.
If I don't know you.
Join
like,
my group.
If,
like, what?
If I don't know you, I'm probably not going to respond to your Facebook message unless you're, like, considering joining a program. And I suggest you have the same boundary.
Yeah, have the boundary, because you'll be drained. Yeah. But, yeah, thank you for joining here, and watch a replay if you just got in.
We love you.
Peace.